Good evening. We're down at the University of the West of Scotland, the training facility for Accies WFC, and we have Premier Team Manager Kevin Murphy with us. Kevin, it's a bit of a special day today. Young Sarah Crilly pulled out of the crowd to make her debut for Scotland A squad today against Norway, and then scored in a pair of size 5 boots, which are two sizes too big for her. One of the most romantic stories you'll ever hear in football, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a fantastic story. I wasn't aware that Sarah was even at the game. I know that she was asked to help out with training last night, which she obviously did. I was actually at work and got an email from someone that was at the game to say that she had just come on as a sub. So as you can imagine, I was quite surprised at that. And then I spoke to a couple of our players that are watching the game, and they filled me in with the story. And then just for her to score the equaliser, just what a fantastic story it is, and thoroughly deserved for Sarah, who works so hard for the club, and she deserves some recognition.
Just tell us a little bit more. Everyone will be keen to hear what Sarah's like as a player and a person. And I know here at Accies we're all huge fans of her, not just for her achievements this year at the international level, but the time she's been at the club, and of course the contribution on the field as well.
Well, I speak quite a lot to the girls and everyone else that's care to listen, that I think that in a football team it's not just about their skills and their attributes, it's what they're like as people. I think it's a key ingredient to any success of a football team, because when you're training 4 nights a week and you play your game on a Sunday, it is quite a close environment, and people have to get on and they have to kind of be good people. And Sarah typifies everything that Hamilton wants to be and is. She's just such a lovely person. She's quite shy, unassuming, but has a steely determination about her as well. She works extremely hard at training and in games as well. And away from the pitch, she's always one who'll look after the younger ones. She integrates well with the squad. And she's just a delight to coach, to be honest with you.
And since the break, we've obviously had a lot of success at the club. So many wins, both in the league and cup. And success internationally, 5 under-19s, yourself and Jennifer King joining the national coaching staff. Can you tell us a little bit about the culture that you've instilled here at Accies since the start of the season? Obviously, the beginning, the first half of the season, was a bit of a horror show.
Yeah, it was a disappointing start to the season, and we're all disappointed with it. All staff and players had high expectations, and for whatever reason, they didn't come to fruition. But credit to the players. The players have re-evaluated. We've made sure that we've got back. We had a look at, obviously, our culture at the club as well, and training numbers now are through the roof, and the hard work and dedication that the players are putting in, they're now reaping the rewards, and that's maybe something that we didn't quite have at the start of the season, which we're now doing just now, and I think that's, for me, why we're achieving some short-time success at the moment.
Kevin, thank you very much. Best of luck for the season ahead, and we'll no doubt speak to you soon at the match against Inverness on Sunday.
Okay, thanks very much.